verses 8 through 13. You know, the person of Jesus is the anchor to everything we believe. Paul talks about his resurrection, and it's his resurrection of the dead that is what sets him apart from all other religions and philosophies of this world. And it's his resurrection that is our connection. It is also what presses us forward. Paul suffered, but it was worth it to him because he had a goal in mind. There was something out there that he truly believed in. Guys, I really believe that in the next 18 months, Christians are going to be tested sorely in this country to see whether or not we truly believe in the promises of God. You know, I wanted to jump up when we were singing that song when it gets to that chorus, "I'm alive, I'm alive." You know, I couldn't help but think of all those people trapped in their attics, in their homes, in cars, in buildings down there in New Orleans. And after everything had passed and the storm had finally gone by, I think about those words and how people, even though they're burdened and they're, if you watch the interviews, they will say over and over again, "But at least I'm alive." Guys, I want you to be fully alive in the Spirit. I want you to be fully alive in your faith. No more timidity, no more just eking by. God wants you to walk in the power of the resurrection. And when you find yourself in difficult circumstances, I want you, because of your time in the Word and your pressing into His presence, to have that resurrection power in your life so that even in the most difficult circumstances, you can cry out, "I'm alive, I'm alive. Kill me, no problem. I'm still alive because of God." If you can tell, I'm a little passionate about this, because right now I believe that God is... Guys, I believe the clock is ticking. I believe events, even the last 6 months, are screaming, it's time to get serious. It's time to be a generation that begins to walk in the fullness of what God has for us. Verse 14, Paul commands Timothy, he says, do two things. He says, remind them. Jacob's Ladder is going to be a study that calls you to remember the foundational things of everything we believe and why we believe it. Then Paul says to him, charge them. Paul tells Timothy to warn people about getting to the place where they miss the forest for the trees. Guys, we're going to go deep into the Hebrew roots of our faith. We're going to study letters and numbers and words and sentences and names and context, but not so that we get lost, but so that we can find the truth. You know, I grew up being taught that the Bible was inspired. And I want you to know that one of the things that God has done with me is that He has taken my appreciation for the inspiration of Scripture, the supernatural nature of Scripture, from here, and He has just quantum leaped it beyond my imagination. My hope and prayer is that somehow in this study, we're not just going to talk about the inspiration of Scripture, I'm going to show it to you, so that you will be amazed and convinced fully that what you believe is true. Well, verse 15, the theme verse, we are called to be diligent in accurately handling the word of truth. I grew up hearing the King James version of this verse, and it always puzzled me because it talks about rightly dividing the word of truth. And I just didn't understand that terminology, because I thought, how can it be right to divide God's word? But the Greek word translated as the two words rightly divided is actually an accurate literal translation of the word, because it's made up of two Greek words, orthos, which means straight, and temna, which means to cut.